This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. A federal district court is halting an Arkansas law that opponents say would have effectively banned medication abortion in the state. A judge issued the injunction late last night until the case can go to trial. The law in question requires medication abortion providers to contract with another OBGYN who holds hospital admitting privileges. According to Planned Parenthood, Great Plains, the law would have ended access to all but one clinic in the state after the Supreme Court declined to take the case last month. The federal district court ruled the law does little to advance legitimate interest in protecting women's health and would be a substantial obstacle to a woman's choice to undergo an abortion. This all comes as pro-choice advocates worry about what the latest Supreme Court vacancy could mean for abortion rights nationwide. In an interview with CBS News, Governor Asa Hutchinson says he has always supported reversing Roe v. Wade, and if that were to happen, he believes there would be further restrictions placed on abortion in Arkansas. At this weekend's Families Belong Together rally on the Fayetteville Square, Mayor Lionel Jordan made this proclamation to a crowd of about 2,000 people. The audio you're about to hear comes from a video taken by Samuel Benz.
For those of you that are concerned about our role as a city in immigration enforcement, I want you to know I have directed our police chief and our police force not to be drafted into enforcing 287G.
287G is a United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Partnership Program that funds collaboration between federal and local authorities to, in effect, deputize local law enforcement to act as immigration enforcers in their jurisdictions. Fayetteville Police Chief Greg Tabor tells Ozarks at Large, while his police department does participate in other federal partnerships, like Drug Task Force, the department has never engaged in ICE's 287G program and does not intend to. However, both Washington and Benton counties do have mutual agreements with ICE under the 287G program. During Saturday's rally, Mayor Jordan also brought up the City Council's adoption of the Welcoming Fayetteville Plan, which aims to intentionally include more new Americans into the community.
And in the next few months, we will be establishing welcoming hubs to share information, offer classes, provide spaces for our immigrants to gather, and we will do our very best to highlight the successes during this time of trouble by showcasing their businesses and their contributions to our community.
The Families Belong Together rally was held in conjunction with other rallies around the country this weekend.